our founding pastor, Pastor George Bogle, as he comes this morning to bless us by way of the word. Come on, Evangel.
I'm so thankful that where two or three are gathered together in Jesus' name, he's in the midst. Thank God the Holy Spirit is here. And I want God to minister to all of us. And may God minister in a special way. And I thank the Lord that I have a message that I believe will feed so many. But what amazed me is, at the last moment, the Lord gave me a verse for me. Thank God he's got something for all of us. And I want to share the verse that God has for me. May God use it today. And it's found in Matthew chapter 7, and we'll begin in verse 21. And we that are believers, and we that are serving the Lord, and especially those that are in ministry, but those that are singing in church, those that are teaching in church, those that are ministering in church, it says here, not all who sound religious are really godly people. They may refer to me as Lord, but still won't get to heaven. For the decisive question is whether they obey my Father in heaven. At the judgment, many will tell me, and this is heavy, Lord, Lord, we told others about you and used your name to cast out demons and to do many other great miracles. But I will reply, you have never been mine. Go away, for your deeds are evil. And what do I get out of this passage? If you are in ministry, I would be good if I was a plumber. I would be good if I was a mechanic. I would be good if I was building a house. If I'm doing something, I'm going to do it the best I can. And so I'm going to do what's right in what I'm doing when I'm at the pulpit, when I'm at the microphone at night. I'm going to do what's right. But the question is, how do you treat your wife? How do you do the things when other people frustrate you? How do you do things when it's not church time? My God, help me when it's not church time. I'll do okay when it's church time. I'll do okay when I'm getting ready for church. I'll do okay when I'm getting ready to preach. I'll do okay when it's time to minister. But God, help me when it's not ministry time. Help me when it's not ministry time, because the real me will be known by God, not while I'm ministering, but it's when it's not ministry time. Cleanse me, change me, transform me. You would be surprised how many ministers do good in the pulpit, but have problems outside of the pulpit. Oh, it's so easy to be good at whatever you choose to do. You'll do your best. And if you're a minister, you'll do all you can to be seen in a positive way and be in tune with the name of Jesus when you're using it. But God is wanting to know, what are you like when it's not church time? What are you like when it's not ministry time? What are you like when it's something else? And God, deliver me from the power of the enemy when it's not church time. I'm not going to have any problem when it's church time. But when it's not church time, fill me with your spirit. Anoint me with the Holy Ghost. Let me be what you want me to be. When it's not church time. And I don't know who can get anything out of this, but I hope you can. Because it's so easy to be good on Sunday. But you better be good on Monday. You better be good on Friday. You better be good on the other days. You need God to help you from A to Z. And so do I. Just because you're being used of the Lord. And here we find that the name of Jesus will cast out devils, even if the person using it isn't all that they ought to be. If you're reading the Word, God will use the Word. We need God to help us, don't we? We need God to minister to us. May the power of God move upon us. Dear God, I pray. And then as we continue today, I want to take you to Jeremiah chapter 29. And it says here in verse 13, ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. With all your heart, not just with part of your heart, but God, I want to search for you with all my heart. I want to cry out to thee with all my heart. May we understand that a change happens, not just when we're casually looking to the Lord, but when we are with all our heart. May God bless us today. May God minister to us in a precious way. May God's anointing come upon us as we look to the Lord. May the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich move upon us in all of our moment. May God bless us all, I pray. And as we continue today, I'm asking God to help us that we can be brought further than where we are. And here's a passage in Proverbs chapter 22 that can be a bit of a concern to me, because as I look at this passage, I love it, but I put more into it if I'm not careful than I should. True humility and respect for the Lord lead a man to, and I love the first one, riches, leads a man to riches. You got to read more than one verse when you find one you like. Leads a man to riches, honor, and long life. And I take the second and third, and praise God, there's no danger there. Honor and long life. God, give me honor. Let me deserve it. Give me honor and long life. But when I come to the thought of riches, I have to understand that God will meet our needs. And that would be a better way to put it. He shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. But you have to understand that you will not automatically become rich because you're serving God. You will not become rich in the mind that we have concerning riches. He will meet your need. But looking in Philippians chapter 4, and here Paul is speaking, verse 12, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I know how to live with almost nothing or everything. And I've been on both sides. I know what it is. It can happen to you that it seems like it's a time of nothing or everything, but live, because God wants you to live. I have learned the secret of contentment in every situation, whether it be a full stomach or hunger, plenty or want. For I can do everything God asks me to with the help of Christ, who gives me the strength and power. May God give us the strength and power. May God bless us to have the strength and power. May God take us further in our moment. May God bless us with strength and with power. Thank God for that today. And then I want to take you to Romans. It's a passage that touches me a bit deeply. And it says in this chapter 12 and looking at verse 21, don't let evil get the upper hand, but conquer evil by doing good. Conquer evil by doing good. When bad's already come, conquer evil by doing good. Conquer evil by doing good. Conquer evil by doing good. And you'll find somebody in your family that upsets you. Conquer that moment by doing good. The people in your life that are important, somebody's gonna upset you. But conquer evil. When evil's come your way, do good. And let's see what it says prior to what we read. It says, feed your enemy if he is hungry. And that's only the enemies that are close to you. You can't feed every enemy. There's some enemies you got to just turn over to the Lord. But if it's family enemies, if it's friendship enemies, then you got to realize when they have trouble and they're hungry, I'm going to help them. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, and you will be, I love these words, heaping coals of fire on his head. In other words, he will feel ashamed of himself for what he has done to you. When somebody's done something bad to you, treat them good if they're close to you. Treat them good if they're important, because good people can treat you bad. Loving people can treat you bad. Family people can treat you bad. People that you respect can treat you bad. But in that moment, make up your mind. They're not going to control this moment. God is. God is. And in that moment, when you show love, when hate came your way, God's going to use it to make it a testimony. Praise God. I blessed when I didn't have to. You got to learn to bless when you don't have to. May God minister to all of us is my prayer this day. May God take us beyond just going to church. May God take us further is my prayer. And I thank God that God is able to do exceedingly greater than what we would even expect. May God bless us all, I pray. There is a passage that I have found has changed my life of late, and I want to turn to it today. And remember me in your prayers as well. But I thank God for God's love and his help for all of us as we turn to him. When Jesus gave instruction of prayer, Jesus said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And I pray that prayer daily. And I pray the bigger part and the little bit. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in me as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my marriage as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my family as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in evangel as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in ministry as it is in heaven. It's changed my prayer life. I'm asking that God would do a mighty work in our time. May God take us further. As we look to the Lord, he has promised to be a present help in time of trouble. May God be blessing all of us, I pray. And then we're looking in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, number one, shall humble themselves. You know, I find God's got to teach me that. Because if I'm doing the right things, I'm not humble. I'm rejoicing. I'm thanking God. I'm praising the Lord. But I want to tell you, if it wasn't for God's mercy, I couldn't be here today. If it wasn't for God's love, I couldn't be here today. It's not my record. It's what his record is. He's delivered me. He set me free. He's allowed me to look and say, praise God, my sins are gone. Praise God, my sins are gone. After I got saved, as well as before. After I got saved, as well as before. After I got saved, as well as before. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and not feel so great about your walk that is blessed. You got to be humble when you're winning. It's hard to be humble when you're winning. It's hard to be humble when you're right. It's hard to be humble when you're doing exactly what should be. But you got to be humble when you're winning. I can be humble when I'm losing. Oh, can I be humble when I'm losing? I can be so humble when I'm losing. But when I'm winning, watch me. Look at me. I'm doing well. Shut up, George, and get humble, because it's not you, it's God that can use an animal if he wants to. He's using you, and thank him and be humble. That one is put first, and to be humble. Hallelujah. And what is next? And pray. And I can do that. Hallelujah. Because the Lord's called me to prayer. But I need to thank God that I have opportunity to do the right thing. Thank God when you are able to do the right thing. But then the next one after that, after we pray, and seek my face. And seek my face. That is one that God is speaking to me about. I want to see him. I want to see him. Oh, I know his word. I read the scriptures. I hear his voice. I know what God is saying. Do you see his face? I want to see his face in this hour, reflected in yours, reflected in mine. We are his sons and daughters, and where two or three are gathered together in his name, he is in the midst. Oh, I want to not only know about him, I want to seek his face. It's so easy to study. It's so easy to just find I'm going the right way. But have you seen his face? That means he's so close to thee. May God be close to you. May God be close to me. You can't see a person's face that's miles away. You gotta understand, if I see his face, how close he is. May God be that close to all of us as we look to the Lord, I pray. And so, seek my face. And then the one that is easy, turn from their wicked ways. But after you've turned from your wicked ways, don't stop. Turn from your wrong ways. Because so many of us have been able to turn from our wicked ways, and we need God to help us so we could turn from our wrong ways. I want God to minister to all of us so that we could be blessed to turn from our wrong ways. May God minister to us this day. May God help us, I pray. May God strengthen us and bring us further than where we are. May God take us further is my prayer this day. The blessing of the Lord that is able to do exceedingly greater than what has already been. May God take us further in our journey. May God bless us to go further. Dear God, I do pray. Take us further in our moment. And then going to Ephesians, looking at chapter 2 and verse 8. Because of his kindness, you have been saved through trusting Christ. And even trusting is not of yourself. It too is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good we have done, so none of us can take any credit for it. It is God himself who has made us what we are and given us new lives from Christ Jesus, a gift. And long ages ago, he planned that we should spend these lives, and I find this without God's help, a problem for me in helping others. I get tired of helping others. I don't like always helping others, because more you help others, the more that other people will come and say, I'm next, I'm next, I'm next. Oh, I'm not talking about spiritual help. I'm talking about practical help. I don't want you to touch my pocketbook. I don't want you to touch the things that are important in the natural part of my life. Oh, it's so easy to find that I need the Lord to help me so that I can do what He says, spend these lives in helping others. Oh, hallelujah. May we be able to help others. May we have a desire to help others. But I found that you got to be careful when you help others. You better pray first, because they'll be back next week. Say, give me some more. It's not easy to help others. You gotta understand, Lord, you lead me, you guide me, but still it's your will that we help one another. May God help us, I pray. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God, for your help. And there's another verse that means a lot to me. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And it says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. And I accept that so well. Power, yeah. Love, yeah. Give me that, Lord, I pray. But there's one that's put in there for George Bogle. And a sound mind. And a sound mind. And when you get age 80, you're saying, God, give me a sound mind. When you get older, you're saying, God, give me a sound mind. When age gets into the picture, you begin to say, oh, God, thank you. You can give me a sound mind. And I want all I can get out of this moment. But I tell you what I want. Number one is a sound mind. A sound mind. And then a sound body. I want those things to be mine at age 80. That God would give me the blessing of a sound mind. Oh God, grant it. The blessing of the Lord that is able to do exceedingly greater than what we could even ask or think. May God bless us all this day. May God take us further as He has promised. Call upon me and I will answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things. May God let us have such blessing in our journey. May God bless all of us. Dear God, I do pray. And continuing away in the scripture still, may God minister to all of us, I pray. May the Lord bring us further as we look to the Lord, let His blessing come upon us afresh and anew. May God bless all of us, I do pray. And then I want to bring you to another passage that I trust the Lord will use today. As we look at this passage that we're going to, it's found in James chapter 1, and may God bless. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, hallelujah, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. if you feel like sometimes I just don't know what I ought to be doing, I don't know what is what should be, and you feel like you're lacking wisdom in a situation, ask God, He'll help you. But another passage in chapter 1, verse 21. So get rid of all that is wrong in your life, both inside and outside. Get rid of all that is wrong in your life, both inside and outside. Lord, I want to know what's wrong in my life. I want to understand what's wrong in my life. I want to get rid of all that is wrong in my life, both inside and where else? Outside. May God help me in all of it. Dear God, I do pray. May God minister to all of us as we look to Him. He's here to bless. And then we're turning to Ezekiel, thanking the Lord for a passage here in chapter 36. And I will give you a new heart, and I will give you new and right desires. How precious. New and right desires, and put a new spirit within you. I will take out your stony hearts and give you new hearts of love. And I will put my spirit within you so that you will obey my laws and do whatsoever I command. I want to know that I'm doing what's right, not because of me, but because of God. If I'm doing what's right, I thank God, but don't me take the credit. God is the one who has changed me. God is the one who is ministering to me. God is the one. Thank God for God's blessing in all of our journey. And then looking at a passage in Psalms, looking at here in chapter 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And this is David that is praying that prayer, but he's saying something prior to this, and we look at verse 5. David, that great one in the Old Testament, says, but I was born a sinner. I was born a sinner. I started when I was born in sin. I've been doing sin since my beginning, but God is able to deliver. God is able to set me free. He didn't say I've been good so long. He said I started out. I was born in sin. I thank God for God's blessing that even if we, like David, find that I'm going to be used of the Lord, but it's not because of me, it's because of God's mercy that's come my way. And then we're going to Matthew chapter 18. And here the disciples in verse 1 is saying, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, Verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And this is an instruction that is so important, because we look and see Paul saying, I was a child, but hallelujah, I'm a grown man now. And so we want to go on and get greater, but we have to understand there's something about children that God loves. Number one, they're humble. They don't think they run everything. They don't believe they're in charge of the home. They, in that moment, are humble. They look and see people bigger than they. And if you're not careful, you're thinking, nobody's bigger than me. Nobody's bigger than me. Nobody's bigger than me. God wants you to see that you are to be as a child in your mood and attitude. Thank God I am humble. And then a child is trusting. Thank God children trust their parents. They are trusting. Thank God that children are trusting. And third, what's wonderful about a child, they go to school. They're teachable. They're teachable. They're teachable. They're teachable. And God wants you to be humble. God wants you to be trusting. God wants you to be teachable. May God let us be humble, trusting, and teachable. I want God to teach me, and I want to say, George Bogle, you don't know it all. 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 May God minister and bring us to a place of being blessed exceedingly, even more than what we would expect. May God minister to us as we look to the Lord this day. And then looking at a passage here today that is found in Matthew's gospel again in chapter, as we look, chapter 22, beginning in verse 35. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second most important is similar. Love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. All the other commandments and all the demands of the prophets stem from these two laws and are fulfilled if you obey them. Keep only these and you will find that you are obeying all the others. If you love God, you'll keep the rest. If you love your neighbor, you'll keep the rest. If you do that, you'll get instruction concerning all of your moment. And you will find, because I love God, I'm paying my tithe. Because I am loving God, I'm loving my wife. Because I'm loving God, I'm doing better. Because I love God, He's helping me to eat better. May God help us If you want to know the way to victory, love God and love your neighbor. If you want to find a way, then love and you will be encouraged and you will be directed and you will be blessed. Learn to love and you will find that it's not just love, it's love that's opened the door to bless you in a special way. And then looking in Luke's Gospel chapter 11, and so it is with prayer. I keep on asking, and you will keep on getting. Prayer is so important, but prayer isn't just for church. Prayer is for you when you're in the car. Prayer is for you when you're in the house. Prayer is for you when you get up in the morning. Prayer is for you when you go to bed. You gotta understand, the more you pray, the more the blessing of the Lord is coming into thee. Let God bring you on, and may you thank God that we are able to call upon the Lord and be blessed because we pray. May God take all of us on in a blessed way. And then looking in Luke's gospel, and looking in chapter 18. Don't you think that God will surely give justice to his people who plead with him day and night? Yes, he will answer them quickly. But the question is, Jesus saying, when I, the Messiah, return, how many will I find who have faith and are praying? Have faith and are praying. And so important is faith, but I need to pray as well as believe. If I believe God is going to heal my body, I better start praying. If I believe God's going to take me further, I better start praying. Oh, I got faith. I'm going to make it. Then you better start praying. Thank God that you got faith, but you gotta know, oh God, I gotta pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me go further. Blessed of thee. In Jesus' name, God's blessing on all of us. And coming fairly close to the end, but I want to take you to Philippians and looking at chapter 2 of this book in the Word of the Lord, and verse 13. For God is at work within you, helping you to do what you to want to obey him, helping you to want to obey him, and then helping you do what he wants. I want God to help me to want to obey him. And then I want God to help me when I start doing it. I need God's help. And to do what he wants. Help me, Lord, to do what you want. Help me, Lord, to do what you want. Help me, Lord, to do what you want, oh God, granted is my prayer this day. Looking at James, as we look at God's word in chapter 4 and verse 7. Submit yourself there to God. I love this passage. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist what is wrong and it will flee from you. Resist the wrong mood and it will flee from you. Resist the wrong conversation and it will flee from you. Resist the thing that is wrong and it will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. And then our last passage today, looking in 2 Peter, as we look at verse 2. Do you want more and more of God's kindness and peace? Then learn to know him better and better. Learn to know him better and better. May I know you, Lord, better and better. For as you know him better, he will give you through his great power everything you need for living a truly good life. He even shares his own glory and his own goodness with us. And by that same mighty power, he has given us all the other rich and wonderful blessings he promised. For instance, the promise to save us from the lust, hallelujah, and rottenness all around us, and to give us his own character. But to obtain these gifts, you need more than faith. You must also work hard to be good, and even that is not enough, for then you must learn to know God better and discover what he wants you to do. Discover what he wants you to do. Praise God. God wants us all to do something. And just because it's small, let it still be blessed. Let God bless you in the little things. Let God prosper you in the little things. If you are blessed in the little things, when the big thing comes, you're going to run and not be weary. You're going to go on and be blessed. It's time to stand in this moment. I pray that there's something in this message that can touch you in a blessed way, where two or three are gathered together in his name. He's in the midst. Praise God for it.
Praise the Lord. Come on, let's all stand together.